The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner. Stoner.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yeah, here we are. Sorry about that. Checking something. Something weird going on with, like, usually there's a lot of people watching the stream on Periscope right now and Twitter, but right now it says there's nobody. It says there's nobody. Find it impossible. At least a couple people would stumble upon it. This is the Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 48. We're doing it live on July 1st, 2018. I'm your host, Stoner Jesus. Find all information about the show, sponsor banners, past episodes, social media links, all that shit at stonerjesus.net. We are streaming hour one of the show. We do 2 hours every Sunday night. We stream hour one for free on Periscope and Twitter at stonerjesus420. I'm not sure what's going on right now. Usually there's about 15 to 20 people watching. You know, they get the notifications and they come in. Maybe there's something wrong with the notification system on Periscope. I don't know. It's fucking dead, man. It's fucking dead. Find somebody. Three A's and a Z and a 189 joining this show. I don't know. Maybe people are out doing shit. I don't know. Either way, we're here streaming the show, recording the show. If you want both hours, if you want the full two-hour show on video, you have to become a patron at patreon.com/stonerjesus420. A lot of shit we do on video. Used to be an audio-only show. Now we do video. I do bow to the pressure, to the peer pressure. You get the full 2 hours, become a patron of the show, support the show. patreon.com/StonerJesus420. You know, find all this stuff linked at StonerJesus.net. Tonight, we have Stuttering John prank calling Trump. Give you a little bit of history for Stuttering John, about Stuttering John, for those of you who don't know his history with the Howard Stern Show. Also, and of course, we'll play the audio from the prank call. They played apparently on his podcast, which I've never listened to, but this was kind of interesting, so we'll check that out. Also, we have stories about a cokehead cop, a shoe camera person, dude, and a cat's high on catnip. Also, a hate group softball league update, all in hour one. For those of you who don't know what the hate group softball league is, if you're new to the show, well, we'll explain to you what exactly it is that the hate group softball league was, is, will be in the future. All of those things. It's important to, society as a whole. I don't want to overstate it, but it was one of the most important things to ever happen in the history of human beings ever, the Hate Group Softball League. We'll talk about that coming up in hour one. Hour two, we're talking about Kaylee Cuoco getting married. She's a blonde chick from The Big Bang Theory. We will update you on the, what used to be known as, I think it was called the Celebrity Fuck It List. I don't think that migrated to the new website. I don't think the Celebrity Fuck It List is on there. I'm sad about that now. We'll talk about that in the second hour. Also, celebrity news about Roseanne, movies this weekend, all that shit. Also, classic bit in the second hour, St. Peter's return from Mexico. He was gone a lot. This particular time, he was going to Mexico to break out Chemo Suave, our poor little bald Mexican intern who has spent 5.5 years in Mexican ass rape prison. He went to break him out of prison and bring him back. So it was a whole big saga, many, many voicemails, as you can imagine, and phone calls, and antics and shenanigans and adventures, all sorts of stuff St. Peter did. The bit in the second hour, we're going to play at the end of the second hour, is St. Peter's return from Mexico. So the culmination of the whole thing is really very, very exciting. I'm excited to bring it to you because it's so exciting. Anyway, I said, I don't know what's up with the Periscope stream. It doesn't matter. We're recording the show. I stream these later on Facebook sometimes as well. Facebook.com/StonerJesus420. If you're on Facebook, join our group of hardcore fans of the show. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. That is Disciples of Stoner Jesus. You can also email the show, of course, StonerJesus420@gmail.com. July 4th is in a few days. I'm not doing any kind of big July 4th special. I just don't feel like it. And I couldn't think of anything, you know, 4th of July related. We did something last week about old 4th of July traditions. If you need something with the 4th of July, then go check that out. I don't know what to do for you. I'm sorry. Maybe I failed you. Maybe I have failed you. God damn it, I'm sorry. I can only do so much. I die for your sins. It should be enough. Now the saga of Stuttering John and Stuttering John pranking President Trump. For those of you who don't know the history of Stuttering John, he was a member of the Howard Stern Show back in the day, back in the maybe the heyday, I don't know, when Howard Stern first got popular, in the late 80s, early 90s. Stuttering John was a guy who stuttered, obviously, hence the name. He stuttered, and the guys of the show, Howard, the writers, Jackie and Fred, they would write crazy questions for him to go ask celebrities, and that's how he made his mark. He would have these crazy questions to ask celebrities to their face, stuttering consistently through the entire thing. He's really brought his stutter under control since then, but he would just stutter so much. There was so much of the stuttering, hence the name Stuttering John. He left the Howard Stern Show, went to do Tonight Show with Jay Leno, some other stuff. Now he does a podcast, apparently. And we'll get to him pranking President Trump here in a minute, but a little bit of my background. I knew about Stuttering John for a long time. I read Howard Stern's books in the early 90s. I watched the E! Show in the 90s. Starting in 2000, it came to my market. His show came to my market. So from 2000 to 2010, I was in every morning, hours upon hours, listener of Howard Stern. Not so much in the last 7 or 8 years, but those years. So if people like me know the saga of Stuttering John, here's a video called The Best of Stuttering John from YouTube. I'm only playing a little bit of it. It's 18 minutes long. I'm going to play a couple minutes. Give you a little flavor of who Stuttering John was back in the day, how he became famous, and then we'll go into the audio of him pranking President Trump. This is the best of Stuttering John. As those of you watching the video can see, written right there is a big silent opening for some reason, so I'm just letting it play. But in any case, this is some of what...
talk about. So, he ends up punching you is what happens. Watch the tape.
He's a wise guy.
Here we go.
Howard's a big schmucky muck now.
No, I'm saying...
Howard's making all kinds of dough.
Yeah, no, but like, can I see
Howard's
the check?
Howard's ripped off people for years.
Yeah, but can I see the check?
This is Morton Downey Jr., who was big. You probably all know who the fuck he is. He was big back in the 80s. But he didn't like Howard. And here's Stuttering John asking him questions. And some of this shit, I mean, some of this shit was incredibly fucking hilarious. So hopefully some of that is towards the first part of this video.
Get in here. You look like a slob.
Really? Well, I'm sorry. I don't have fake, jackets.
I don't have anything fake, especially my brain, punk. Blow your ass out of here.
Listen, let me ask you.
Did you hear me say blow your ass out of here?
I don't know.
What do you think? I'm some punk that you can come
up to? I'm just asking you a question.
This guy is so vile.
Yeah.
This guy really is just a dog, and he's doing it. I guess he's so desperate.
This clip is from a TV show that Howard Stern had in New York City in the early 90s, by the way.
To get his career back on track.
So he'll beat up on the 25th,
You didn't punch him back?
I wanted to,
but what happens.
I was instructed not to hit anybody.
Let me see
punch.
What
happens.
Well, you can't ask me because I think Howard Stern sucks. I think he's got the brains of an amoeba. And I think you're a complete asshole, Howard. So suck my earlobe, punk.
Yeah, well, hey, at least I have a career, Mort. At least I'm making a living. Suck my earlobe, punk.
Yeah, who wrote this stuff? Schmuckety muck or
schmuckety muck? Hey, I didn't know I was such a schmuckety muck. I'm shaking in my boots. What a loser this guy is. So meanwhile, all I care about is the poor slob who runs a limo company who can't get paid by Morton Downey.
He's a little testy. Must be a lot of people knocking on that door and calling on that phone asking for money.
You know, there must be a lot of pressure, too, with that big successful production company he has, you know, and all those sitcoms he's planning.
Oh, right,
you know,
yeah.
He must crack from all that Hollywood pressure. Right, John?
Yeah, definitely.
John would know.
Get out of here.
Oh, bye, John.
Get out of here.
Bye, John.
I'll sue you, Mark.
Will you sue me?
Yeah, but I can't.
Stand in line.
I can't sue you for
face.
Don't spit on me, Mark.
Hey,
that's not really nice.
Get out of here, punk.
Why? What am I doing? That was so wrong.
You're bothering me. Did I ask you to be my guest?
No, but you
did
said.
Did I ask you to be my guest?
Yeah, but you
did I ask you to be my guest?
No, but you okay, the interview.
The answer is no.
Yeah, but you
I opened an interview because I thought I was talking to a human being, not Howard Stern's little flunky.
Okay, well, you shouldn't spit so much, you know.
I spit a lot.
It isn't my fault.
If you don't like it, you can do something about it, because I'm capable of taking care of myself.
This guy's like a five-year-old.
Yeah.
He's foaming at the mouth.
He's really into it. He's really into this.
Classic.
I mean, oh, man, believe me, the temptation came over me to just smack him, but, you know.
So
I kept my cool.
But, so am I. Listen, man. So take care of yourself.
You'll notice Stuttering John is someone who could pretty much control his stutter when he wanted to. I guess it was worse when he was nervous. Did he get to the part where he fucking gets punched? I'm getting bored with this shit. It was funnier back then.
On the street where you look like you just borrowed 50 cents in a cup.
Listen, at least I have money. I'm not bankrupt.
Hello, David. How are you?
When they remove your warts, do you save them in a pickle jar?
When I removed my warts, I sent them to your mother, who fried them with your eggs and lox, and you ate them.
Man, you're so wound up today. Isn't this like a party for you?
I'm not wound up, man. When I get wound up, I take punks like you, twist your noses off,
hey, I'm a college
shove them
grad.
Down your... You're a college
yeah,
grad.
I'm a college grad.
That'll show you, man, what's happened to the educational system in this country. You're a college grad.
Hey, can you send me some of that great album stuff you did?
You got it, man.
Listen. Seriously, let me just ask you a question. Would your wife go and dance topless in clubs for the money if you really needed it?
Would my wife dance topless in clubs for money?
Yeah.
She never did dance topless.
I know, but if you know, if you really need the money, since I know that you are bankrupt.
You see, I wouldn't ask my wife to do that. I wouldn't ask my lady to do that at all. I got too much class. Holy look at this.
What are you saying? You just shut up. I'll kick your ass out.
You kick no one's ass.
What is
wrong kicking ass?
Whoa.
Nothing from my wife.
Look at this. Unbelievable. I'll see you in court.
I'll see you in court.
Hey, so am I, all right? You're the tape player back here.
You got the tape recorder, and I'm out of here. I'm gonna see you in court. That's the reason. He's tired.
That's his excuse for going off on John.
What, you know? Why didn't you realize the guy was tired?
He was taping all day.
Yeah, I was only up since 3 o'clock in the morning.
So anyway, that's a little taste of what Stuttering John did. Usually you can search Stuttering John Howard Stern Show on YouTube, just fucking hours of that shit. Anyway, Stuttering John is back in the news. He's gained like tens of thousands of Twitter followers. Shit's gone viral because he pranked President Trump. Since then, he said the Secret Service has showed up at his doorway. I haven't seen any proof of that. But he tweeted it out, how nuts it was. You know, he's been tweeting out a lot and talking a lot about how nuts it was he was able to get through to Trump. So on and so forth. His buddy, Trump. I'm sure there's clips of Stuttering John interviewing Donald Trump. But this time, apparently, he gets through to Air Force One as former Senator Bob Menendez. He's Stuttering John Melendez. Former Senator Bob Menendez. And apparently, the Air Force One gets Trump to call him back. And it's blown up all over the place. This is the audio from YouTube of Stuttering John pranking President Trump. And actually, I guess getting Trump to call him back.
Sir, your call is connected. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how are you?
How are you? Congratulations on everything. We're proud of you. Congratulations. Great job. You went through a tough, tough situation. And I don't think a very fair situation, but congratulations.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I'm sorry to bother you, Mr. President, but obviously my constituents are giving me a lot of beef about this immigration thing. I know that you did something really noble by, you know, by trying to, you know, get the kids back with their families, but I have to answer to them. What can I tell them that you're going to do in moving forward?
Bob, let me just tell you, I want to be able to take care of the situation every bit as much as anybody else at the top.
That's not that great. That's not that great of a question. It'd been funnier if you'd asked him really some fucking stupid and funny. I guess the point of this was to prove he could get through to President Trump. I mean, that's an accomplishment. Don't get me wrong. It's an achievement, I guess. It's, you know, some obviously got him, you know, in the news a lot and probably got hundreds of thousands of downloads for that episode of his podcast. But I don't know. Is it supposed to be funny? I don't know. Let's try a little bit more.
Level. I'd like to do the larger solution rather than the smaller solution. You know, we do them. They're doing them step by step. I think we could do the whole thing. You know, I have a good relationship with the party. You have a good relationship with the party. And I think we could do a real immigration bill. We have to have security at the border. We have to have it. I mean, look, you got 60% of the country. They've got to have security at the border. And that's a good issue for the Democrats, too, Bob. It's not like it's good for you.
Holy shit, man. This is just a fucking... This is just like an interview of President Trump that you would see like on Fox and Friends or Fox News or something. But instead, is stuttering John pretending to be a senator? I don't know. It's fucking, it's boring the shit out of me. I'm going to give it 20 more seconds. This shit better be good. Ask him if he smells his wife's farts. You smell your wife's farts.
Good for me. It's good for both of us. People are tired of, you know, of the problems.
No, I understand that, but...
Go ahead,
but... No, but I am Hispanic, so I have to, I'm sure you understand, I have to look good to my...
Was that the joke? I don't know.
You know, I have to look good to my people as well, you understand?
I agree. So, Bob, let me do this. I'm on Air Force One. I'm just coming back. We had an amazing rally in North Dakota, actually.
Yeah, I saw the speech.
It's gonna be good. You know, it's a tough
race. Say it again.
No, I saw the speech, and I thought it was. Oh, holy shit! I can't do any more of that. I mean, it's interesting, but that's about it. It's not funny nor entertaining, but you know, congratulations to John. You know, he was hilarious on Howard Stern. I mean, obviously that shit was written from the questions and shit, but he. He has some fucking balls. He went into the face of, you know, celebrities and semi-celebrities and people that wanted to punch him in the fucking face and, you know, do shit. Is he that funny on his own? Not really. But he is getting some time in the limelight and got a bunch of new Twitter followers. So there you go. Stuttering John pranking Trump. Coming up, we got stories about a cokehead cop, a shoe camera, and cats high on catnip. That's right. Cats are big ratings. They're big. They're clicks. You get lots of clicks with cats and cat pictures. So I'm stooping to that fucking level. Cats and cat pictures. I'll do anything for the clicks. But they are high cats, so I'm not selling out completely. Just a little bit with the cats, but they're very high. So, you know, I like to think that, I like to try to justify it in my head that I'm doing something good. That's all that's coming up. Also, before the end of the show, a Hey Group Softball League update. For those of you who don't know what the Hey Group Softball League is, new people to the show, I'll explain all of that coming up. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 48. This is Hour 1. Go check us out if you want the full 2 hours of each episode on video, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Find it all linked at stonerjesus.net, all of our social media, all that shit. We'll be back, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. Hey, are you looking for CBD products? Well, look no further than CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They are your one-stop online hemp CBD marketplace. Their CBD oil products include CBD vape oil, tinctures, capsules, isolate, topicals, and more. You can get free shipping on all domestic USA orders. They also have edibles, they have beauty products, and more. They bring you the best brands and the best CBD oil products on the market today, all in one place. Check them out. Click the CBD Oil Solutions banner on stonerjesus.net. They are a proud new sponsor of the show. Like I said, take your time. Go through all the products on the website. There's just too many to name here. CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, nextbardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll your own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out nextbardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. That's all one word, STONERJESUS, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. STONERJESUS, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at nextbardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Ah, yes. Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 48. This is Hour 1. It's July 1st, 2018. We're streaming the first hour live, as we do every Sunday night, on Periscope and Twitter at StonerJesus420. You follow us there. You can follow us on Periscope. Click to get the notifications, all that important stuff that you need to remember to do. Go do it now. I'll stall for a few minutes until you come back. and get that shit done on Periscope. I see people coming in. I see the hearts. It's not giving me a count for how many people are watching, so I don't know. But I know you guys are out there. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Hit the hearts, all that shit. Hit me up on Twitter, @StonerJesus420. Tell me what you think of the show, what you don't like, what you hate, you think I suck, whatever. I'm just desperate for the attention. Coming up in this segment, we got a cokehead cop, we have the shoe camera guy, and we have cats. As I said, I'm, you know, something in my fucking eye. I'm bowing to the pressure of the internet and showing cat pictures, but these cats are high, so it's a very important distinction. Second hour, we got coming up, we have a Kaley Cuoco in the fuck it list. You understand what that means. Also, some celebrity news and a classic bit. St. Pierre's return from Mexico. Later this hour, we have a Hate Group Softball League update. For those of you who are new to the show and you don't know what the Hate Group Softball League is, well, you will know because I will tell you and I will give you the latest on the saga that is, again, I don't want to understate it, but the greatest thing ever. For His Glory 8432 said, you need to repent and ask God to forgive you for taking his name in vain. I don't know if I'm going to be able to fit that in. I will make a note of that. If I have time in the first hour, I will do that. Repent. I have to figure out what exactly what the repentance will entail. But if I can't fit that in the first hour, I'll get your request in the second hour. Have no fear. It'll be sandwiched in between Steppenwolf and Aerosmith. Maybe the next hour. As I was saying, Hate Group Softball League, it's very important. I'll tell you about it next segment. But right now we are doing this segment, the current segment. Stories from Tennessean.com. Check it. Man sprinkles cocaine over Nashville police officer's head to, quote, destroy the evidence. Yes. That. There's a guy right there. He looks like somebody would do something like that. Am I right? 20-year-old man was jailed Tuesday on drug-related charges after authorities say he sprinkled cocaine on a Metro police officer's head in an attempt to destroy the evidence, according to an arrest warrant late Monday night. Three officers on patrol along 3rd Avenue North in downtown Nashville spotted a man, later identified as Antonio Freeman, rolling a green leafy substance resembling marijuana. Yes. It's green leafy. Could be marijuana. Could be oregano. We don't know. One of the officers approached Freeman and asked what he had in his hand. The affidavit said Freeman, quote, attempted to hide a blunt he'd been rolling. Rolling the blunts. Freeman put the rolling papers and marijuana in his left pocket and in front of all three officers removed a clear plastic bag full of cocaine from the same left pocket. So he puts the marijuana in. He pulls the cocaine out. Affidavit goes on to state he then crushed the bag in his hand and sprinkled the cocaine over Officer Ryan Caulfield's head and into the air. You know how like LeBron James does at the beginning of every game? He does it with like the talcum shit that, you know, makes your shit not sticky or whatever. There's all, by the way, the scientific terms for all of that were used throughout. I know, that's very impressive. The officers arrested Freeman and salvaged about 2.5 grams of cocaine from the scene. Despite Freeman's attempt to destroy it, the affidavit continues. I don't have a picture of this, but I picture in my head cops going through this guy's hair like when you look for lice, but instead they're looking for cocaine. I wonder when they tested the cocaine and got it all together, how much hair follicles, how many hair follicles were actually in it. All of these are things that I would be interested in now. Freeman, who remained in Metro jail on $5,000 bond Tuesday, is charged with possession of a Schedule 4 drug, unlawful use of drug paraphernalia, and tampering with evidence. So I guess they didn't gain for the marijuana because that would have been, that's Schedule 1. I don't know why they would do that. I don't know why they would cut this guy some slack after he dumped cocaine on a cop's head. I know. Maybe it's not funny to you, but it's real fucking funny to me. That's some funny shit. Shoe camera guy is next. It's like I'm the DMV. Shoe camera guy, step up. You're next on the show. This article is from New York Daily News, nydailynews.com. Upskirt pervert foiled as shoe camera explodes before he can take a video in Wisconsin. Don't you hate when that happens? There's a picture of a woman in a skirt, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about. Wisconsin man's perverted plan to shoot videos of women's skirts went awry when the battery in his shoe camera exploded. This is according to Madison police. He was testing the camera at home and it flared up, preventing him from obtaining any illicit footage. He has injured his foot and suffered minor burns, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. The man, who's 32, decided to turn himself in to police after conferring with his mentor, a clergyman, about what had happened. He wasn't arrested because he hadn't taken any videos, according to the police. He said he had purchased a shoe camera that he intended to use to take upskirt videos of females. The camera battery exploded prior to obtaining any video. He was counseled on his actions and released, and no illicit video had been taken. There is actually a law about having a shoe camera, period, in Wisconsin. Apparently, they didn't want to charge this guy. Apparently, he found Jesus. Apparently, what's-his-face, who's-his-what's-it in the chat room was talking about, For His Glory 8432. This guy found Jesus after his shoe camera exploded. And, that's good. I don't know if he fully found Jesus. In other words, the podcast. Did he find the podcast or just Jesus in general enough to make him turn himself in with his shoe camera? I'm not sure. I don't know. It's weird. I mean, there's no doubt. And I shouldn't be surprised if this guy would then make the leap from, hey, my shoe camera exploded, it's a Jesus thing, to, I got to turn myself in. I mean, you do crazy shit, you just continue to do crazy shit. You're not going to be cured of thinking crazy things just because your foot caught on fire. I may be wrong about that, but I don't think I am. Photos of cats high on catnip. That's right, I said I'm succumbing to the peer pressure of the cat pictures, but at least these cats are high. This is from HuffingtonPost.com. See it there in all its glory. Cats high on catnip. I wish now in retrospect that I had some sort of big flowery music. I have a crescendo of a symphony in the background for the cats high on catnip. Continuing. Apparently there's a professional cat photographer, Andrew Martilla. He's captured a new book called Cats on Catnip. He said, I don't remember the first time I gave my cat catnip, but I recall immediately wishing to see what it would look like frame by frame. As soon as my photography advanced to the point where I learned how to capture those wild moments, I was hooked on taking freeze frame action shots of cats on catnip. There's Banjo. Banjo loving the catnip. That's right. Give me the clicks. Give me the hearts. Give me the hearts on the Periscope. Clickbait. They're cats, but they're high on catnip. What's that fucking cat's name? This fucking cat's name is Coco. That's Coco, everybody. High as fuck on catnip. Grendel. Grendel just totally fucking baked, man. Baked out of his fucking mind. Grendel. Piper. How high is Piper? Oh, Piper's super fucking high. That's an undershot. That's awesome. The undershot of Piper. High as fuck on catnip. That's right. Thank you, Huffington Post. Show you. There you go. Just high as a fucking kite on catnip. This is getting on your nerves yet? It's getting on mine. Cats. High on catnip. Haroon. Just high as a motherfucker on that catnip. Holy shit, these cats are so fucking high. It's crazy. The highness. Guys, is it over yet? Sasha. Oh, just fucking bait. Seriously, bait cat. That's probably like a still action of like the fucking cat like twisting its head. Probably trying to get the fucking catnip off of it. It's covered in catnip. I've never woken up covered in weed. It's crazy. There's Minerva. Minerva enjoying the catnip. God, this is a lot of cat pictures. I hope I'm getting those hearts on Periscope. Give me those fucking hearts, man. Edgar. One high motherfucker on catnip. You get the idea. These cats are high on catnip. Clickbait. Get that shit. Okay, that's it. That's all the cats high on catnip. I did all of them. Not literally. I showed all of them. So, you're welcome. cat's eye on catnip. Coming up, Hey Group Softball League update. For those of you who don't know what Hey Group Softball League is, I'll explain it to you and give you the latest on the saga of the greatest thing I've ever created in my entire life, the Hate Group Softball League. This is hour one. Of course, hour one we do every Sunday night live on Periscope and Twitter at Stoner Jesus 420. Hope you come join us. Check out all of the audio for free on stonerjesus.net. And if you want the full 2 hours on video of every episode, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Become a patron of the show. And that is how you do that. Do all that stuff. First, check out these sponsor ads. Go support our sponsors. Click their banners on stonerjesus.net. They support us. So go support them. Yo, we'll be back. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 48.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having Hemptations.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping for essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R-420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10 for 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
From high atop Mount Soledad in San Diego, California, 100 feet above sea level. Good morning. It's Good News with cannabis nurse Heather.
This plant is amazing. Positive change is happening. We did it. No matter who you are, you can make a positive impact on the world.
I would rather be illegally alive than legally dead.
And that quote helped to give you strength.
Nurse Heather is only on CannabisRadio.com.
Good morning, Cannabis Nurse Heather.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yo, welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 48, Hour 1. We stream Hour 1 live for free every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420. Got all the audio for free on stonerjesus.net. All of the past episodes of the show, well, most of a lot of them. Links to our social media networks, all that stuff, stonerjesus.net. Make sure you follow us. If you want that first hour for free, follow us on Periscope at StonerJesus420. If you want the full 2 hours of the show, every episode on video, the only way you can do that is become a patron at patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Now you know the very important things that I have to tell you. We're going to end the first hour. A lot of stuff coming up in the second hour as well. If you checked out the first hour and liked it, go check out the second hour. The audio will be on StonerJesus.net. As I said, we got the Kaley Cuoco and the Fuck It List. We got Celebrity News, Classic Bit, When St. Peter Returned from Mexico, other classic bits, all kinds of shit. Hour 2, if you want the video, become a patron. All of that. But now, the Hate Group Softball League. If you're new to the show, you may not know what the Hate Group Softball League is or its importance in show history. Well, you're in luck because I'm going to tell you. It's very important. The Hate Group Softball League. One of the greatest creations of the show. We have other bits we've done for a long time on the show. But the Hate Group Softball League was the greatest thing we ever did. The greatest thing I ever did. Started 2011, summer of 2011. I was trying to think of a way to heal the hate. Heal the hate. And of course it dawned on me, the obvious answer to healing the hate is slow pitch underhand softball. So that's what we did. Now, we had six teams. We always had six teams. Even towards the end, we had to reduce. Had a lot of things going on. We'll get to that in a moment. We had the six Hate Group Softball League teams. The OG4, the KKK, the Skinheads, the Nation of Islam, and the Black Panthers. Always solid, great teams. Slots 5 and 6, they came and went. The NAMBLA, the Westboro Baptist Church, ISIS, just the man, Cut Off Their Dicks Association, otherwise known as the Cut Their Dicks Off Association. Just tons of other hate groups rotated through those other spots. A couple seasons into the Hate Group Softball League, I decided, well, hey, you know, it's the winter months. The softball, Joseph Goebbels Memorial Softball Park and Strip Mall and Tire Outlet is snowed in during the winter. So what are we going to do? We got to bring it inside. Again, the obvious answer came to me. Hate Group Bowling. The Hate Group Bowling League. Because nothing heals the hate during the winter like indoor league bowling. So the Hate Group Softball League, things deteriorated, things went bad, there was lawsuits, there was a prank war between the Black Panthers and the KKK. They destroyed our softball complex through various shenanigans and tomfoolery. as the KKK and the Black Panthers are wont to do. Needless to say, I had to shut it down. I just shut it down. Then came the lawsuits. They all turn on me. All the lawsuits from all the hate groups coming at Stoner Jesus, the creator, the founder, the man who guided this wondrous hate healing enterprise through 7 glorious seasons. We would broadcast live from the Hate Group Softball League Championship game. It was always a tradition every August, or maybe sometime September. That's what we do. Now it is gone. It is all gone. It has been ruined by outside forces. All I ever want to do is heal the hate, if I may get personal for a second. All I ever want to do is heal the hate. And studies have shown worldwide, despite what you may see in the media, hate is down 3.3% across the globe through softball and softball-related activities. It's a fact. It's a study. What do you mean to say? It's a study. You don't believe studies? What the fuck's wrong with you? Stupid, non-study, believer person? Fuck that. Stupid? Stupid? It's a study. It shows I was successful at healing the hate with the Hate Group Softball League. The latest is, a couple days ago, I don't know how real this is, I received an email from someone mysterious. A mysterious buyer. They want to buy the Hate Group Softball League. Lock, stock, and barrel, the brand, the trademarks, the mountains of things that I have, you know, legal things that I have just, you know, just in, you know, the league and the things that I own and control, and they want to buy all that. Again, I don't know how real it is. It could be a prank, but it is the only offer ever for the Hate Group Softball League, so I have to, you know, look into it. This is what I know. This is what I know. This buyer says they're not afraid of controversy, and they're very rich. Again, those are easy things to say. But for the purposes of fomenting some sort of drama, what if there is a mysterious rich buyer for the Hate Group Softball League? Again, here, I wish I had thought previously to have some kind of menacing dun-dun-dun sound effects. I'll do it myself. Could there be a mysterious rich buyer for the Hate Group Softball League? Dun-dun-dun! Could Stoner Jesus get out from under mountains of costly litigation? Dun, dun, dun. We'll see subsequent episodes. That's Hate Group Softball League update. I wish I was doing what we used to do. I'd bring you scores, tell you what was going on, tell you the crazy characters who had gotten home runs and RBIs and doubles and pitched great games, maybe got into some shenanigans. It's all gone. It's all gone. It's a lesson for you kids out there. Sometimes you just have to let things go. That's what I have to do with Hate Group Softball League. Although I am still wringing segments out of it. I will beat that dead horse until there's nothing left. That's how long I will ride a bit. I don't give a shit. I ain't scared. Stoner Jesus Show. Chapter 1, verse 48. That's going to do it. For hour one, I appreciate you all coming in and stopping in and checking out hour one as we broadcast it live every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420. We got hour two coming up. If you're listening to this or watching this later, go check stonerjesus.net for hour two of chapter one, verse 48. July 1st, 2018, you'll be able to hear some of the fireworks in the background. It's fireworks time. That's it. I'm going to say. R.I.P. Hate Group Softball League. Big ups. Big ups to my homies. Go check out StonerJesus.net for all things Stoner Jesus. Sponsor banners, all that stuff. Check out our great sponsors. They support the show. Check us out on Patreon. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Facebook. Become a hardcore fan of the show or join the group at least. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. And as always, peace, bitches. Amen. Yeah.